What is happening? This is Ryan with you today. I am pumped. I am going to go over a trend that I see happening that could literally double your revenue. And it's super simple. And you just got to do it consistently and it will create massive, massive results. And the reason why I know this is because once I made a shift in my business that before and even now, it really massively accelerated how fast we can get revenue from really big deals. I mean, we would get multi-million dollar deals that would take 2-3 years done in 9 months or less. And so I think this is really applicable for anybody that has a complex sale, startup, founder, or CEO that's trying to move up market and get bigger deals. And it's a really, really, really simple process, very easily identified. I use it with my consulting customers all the time. And so I want to share it with you, whether you're actually doing the selling, you're leading the sellers, or you're trying to grow your company. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics that the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley with the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Show. I want to share with you today, we are going to get into the single biggest mistake unknown brands make with enterprise sales. And, you know, I this was something that it's so funny, like how everything goes full circle, because before when I was leading a team and we closed over, I think it was over 35, $500,000 plus deals, which, you know, after you have that many cycles, you start to see really, really specific patterns. When we first started off, I remember, like, you know, we had a deal that wasn't big by enterprise standards. I think it was, if you look at it, MRR, it was like 17, 20K a month, right? And, you know, that deal was on track. Basically, I mean, we probably had 18 to 20 meetings over a couple year period, multiple flights. And it wasn't a smart use of time based on the size of the deal and what we were doing. And so bottom line is we burned a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy, and we didn't get the deal even, right? And so what started to happen is that happened a couple other times where, you know, we would fly across country, do these meetings, fly back and forth. And so it was really, really painful because, you know, not just mentally, you know, going on 6 o'clock flights and everything like that. However, you know, when you go constantly to a flight to, let's say, Atlantic City in New Jersey, and you got to fly in through Philly and you have to take 2.5 hour rides each way. And then you go through this airport that looks like it was built by the mob with these doors where you have to push this button and walk through. And then you go in Atlantic City and you're by there and you see it like half of it's dump, like a crime area, and half of it looks nice. And, you know, there's not a lot of good flights there. So you go that, you go to the meeting, then you go out for dinner, then you stay overnight. And so anyways, I'm just telling you this because I don't want you to have to go through that, right? And I see this happening. I see companies taking 2 years, 3 years to get these really, really large deals. And there's one really big thing. They focus on process. They focus on, at the same time, they focus on leads or marketing or ideal customer profile, which are all really, really important things. Don't get me wrong. But one of the things that I don't really see anybody focusing on, and you're going to hear it from me, is what would you guess? What would you guess it is? Okay, it's time, right? Nobody focuses on how fast they can make the deals go through the sales process. And I don't want to say nobody because I'm sure there are people who are out there. However, I see because everyone else is focused, or most that I talk to are focused on those other areas, or what to say in the meetings, or the ROI presentation, or however, they're not focusing on how can they exponentially speed up the process. And so, you know, once we did that, we got deals that would take that 2 year period and we compress it down into 9, sometimes even 6 months, 5 months, and they're really large deals. And so what I would call it is time to close, right? And so I'll walk you through a real simple example. If you have 12 $200,000 deals in a 12 month period, that equals $4 million annually in revenue, right? Okay. You change nothing else, right? Say you have leads coming in and, well, I guess you would need some more leads or whatever, because, but let's say, for example, you just really, really focus on tightening that time frame, and it goes from 12 months to 6 months. Same amount of number of deals. You got 12, and then, you know, same amount, another 200K are the deal size. That would get you to $8 million annually. So literally just by focusing on how you could speed up the process, you're not only going to like essentially double your revenue with the same amount of resources, but at the same time, you're going to have people that are much more engaged. You're going to have customers that are happier, and you're going to have more predictable growth because it's happening in a much, much tighter time frame. And that's, you know, it's funny because that's what led me to, now that I think of it, really led me to helping companies make when I engage with them on scaling revenue, instead of doing like a minimum 6 month engagement or a year engagement, I'll do a minimum 3 month engagement where we implement a 7-figure sales system or 8-figure sales system in that time frame, because I wanted to collapse that time as much as possible. And so in doing that, there's really 4 quick steps you can do that. And it doesn't matter, like I said, if you're running an org, if this is an approach you're running a company with, or even if you're a seller, it doesn't matter. This is highly applicable. Anybody can do it. So 4 quick steps, right? Number one, know the average sales cycle length for your big deals. You wouldn't be surprised how many people do not know their average sales cycle length, right? Okay. And there's separate, right? You're going to have a separate sales length for your big ones versus small ones. Step number two, identify the number of weeks per stage. Okay. Another example that most don't focus on. This is really easily identified by looking at the CRM, right? Your CRM by the stages, and there's ways where you can carve out and look at that. And number three is identify the longest stage, you know, from the first appointment to the demo, to the discovery, to the assessment, to the strategy meeting, to the proposal. Which one of those steps has the longest? Let's say the average sales cycle length is 6 months. What I'm starting to see, and now that I like go back in through my mental Rolodex, every single deal that I've ever worked at, there was always kind of key points where the deals lag massively. And so it really differs by company. Usually it's towards the back end of the sales process. In a lot of cases, you'll see that. But the thing that really stuck out to me was that when you're truly, truly looking at that, you'll see that like it might be like, you know, first appointment to second appointment, average of 3 weeks, right? 2 weeks, maybe another week to assessment and demo, right? And then another few weeks to complete that. And then on top of it, you got your strategy. So you might be 3 months in, and then it might take another 6 months to get the deal closed. Okay. So if that's where it's dropping off, there's something consistent that's happening. And the really, really, and like, I obviously, if I'm working with someone, I could within, I don't know, probably 10, 15 minutes, understand what that is. However, if you want to do it for you, the listener, really simply is when you're at that stage, or you have customers at that stage or prospects at that stage right now, just simply ask them, what will speed this up? How do we speed up this process? What are other deals that you've done that have gone through much faster that are similar dollar amount with a similar departments involved? And what will happen is if you do that and ask about 5-10 different prospects, you'll see. And like, you know, this is a big one. Most of the customers aren't in alignment with what the seller or the organization is presenting when it comes to like basically the ROI. They don't believe it because it's just a spreadsheet ROI that isn't confirmed, right? Or, you know, they haven't truly attached specific outcomes with tangible numbers, tangible time saved, or tangible return on emotion. And so what'll happen then is there's no urgency on the deal. There's a lot of rejustification that needs to happen and steps that are repeated. So the quick 4 steps, just to summarize it, identify the average sales cycle length, identify the average number of weeks per stage, identify the longest stage, and then dig into that. Ask your prospects what would speed up that stage, right? Ask 5, maybe 10. I would say at least ask 10. And then what it'll do is apply and repeat it until it's a well-oiled machine. So if you're relentless and understand that, you're going to see the patterns and you're going to truly, truly be able to carve out what could literally cut in half the sales time that it takes and literally double your revenue just by doing that. And that's applicable to any type of sales process. This isn't just big deals. but I wanted to share it to you because it's more of an issue when it comes to bigger deals because the time gets stretched out so much longer. That causes turnover, that causes frustration, and that causes lack of predictable revenue growth. So anyways, that's all I got for you today. I just saw that is a repeated pattern out in the marketplace, and which makes me think that a lot of people are struggling with it. And so I wanted to share that with you. And, you know, hit me up on LinkedIn if you got any questions. If you want more help with things like that, feel free to just book a call. There's a link in the show notes. And I hope to see you soon and really, really appreciate you coming on the episode. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really, truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.